Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi, she responds to Lui Nishmas from Moshe Howarzatzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Gimel in the Art Scholars Vahadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloch Aleph, we're starting six lines from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Yisro Lamato Me'asoro, we have a Sukkah which is 10 Tfachim. This is Lamato Me'asoro, which means it reaches exactly 10. You put decorations in the Sukkah. Decorations which you can use to be a schach is dovah shein mekabel tumo. Me'atim bo leaf soil. It makes the sukkah too small, less than 10 tefachim. It reduces the size of the sukkah and never becomes possible. Ve'im lav me'atim bo the kosher. But if it's not kosher leschach, so these designs consider to be part of the interior of the sukkah, not part of the schach, and the sukkah is still kosher. Similarly, it works the opposite. You have a sukkah too tall, it's 20 amma high, and he put the decorations that could be a schach, makes the schach go down to where the decorations are, and that's less than 20 amma, and it's kosher. And if not, they do not do the mute, meaning it's still going to be possible, because the decoration will be part of the interior items in the sukkah. The same way you can reduce the size of a sukkah on the top, make the schach go down. That's what you could do in the bottom by adding things to the floor and they can go up. Kash v'teven, different types of straw, in matim book, because people use it and give it to animals to eat. Offer of its service, but if it's earth and stones and pebbles, in matim book, because people leave it there. If you have grass growing there, that does not reduce the size of the schach. How do we know that above 10 tefachim is going to be a new rishus? And that's why the sukkah needs to be at least 10 tefachim to get to the next rishus, to get above the rishus that we are right now. It says in the pasuk, Kshvoru says, I'm going to talk to you to Moshe Rabbeinu, above the Kapayrus. V'chtiv atem yisem ki min ha-shamayim dibarti aleichem. That the Tuvazuk says that Kishboru speaks to us from Shamayim. More understands that's always discussed whenever Kishboru speaks to us or to Moshe Rabbeinu, is min ha-shamayim. And it says me'al Kapayrus. Me'al Kapayrus is above 10 tefachim, as Gemara is going to say. So you see that above 10 tefachim is considered to be the Shamayim, is considered to be the top part, not down here in the world. The same way the dibur by Sinai is min hashamayim. So here means that min hashamayim, it's above. So like, one second, how do you know 10 tefachim? The Aron is only 9 tefachim high. So the base yeah, the Aron itself is 9 tefachim. But the kapayir, which is the cover over the Aron, that was 1 tefach. So together we have over here 10 tefachim. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Rav Zeir asked, "Minayin the kaporis she tefach? How do you know the kaporis? The height of the kaporis is 1 tefach." Tana Rav Chanina ben Shmuel kol hakelim shehu b'migdosh nosna atoyer midas orkon ve'rochbon v'shiur kermosam. All the kelim misa migdosh. The Torah told you what's the length, what's the width, and what's the height. But chutz min hakaporis she nosna atoyer midas orkon ve'rochbon v'lo nosna shiur kermosam. The kaporis, the Torah told us what's the length, what's the width. Did I tell you the height? So how do we know what it is? Let's learn it from the smallest kli in the Mikdosh. That says, there was a border, and that border was tefach height. This was around the shulchan. The same way there, this is a tefach. That's the smallest one we find. This is a tefach as well. There's some kind of a crown around the border. And Makan Koshu of Kan Koshu, that crown was Koshu, didn't have any height. My Kedoin. So how are we going to know? Rav Acha ben Yaakov Omar, Pnei. It says Pnei HaKapayrus. And Pnei Pchusim, a tefach, the smallest face is a tefach, that's the face of a baby. Rabbi boy, Rabbi asked, Ilu Migdal Shoim, Betoy Chabayis, Gavoya Kamo, Shema Eno Mutishtash, Betoy Chabayis, Unabayis Atoychoy. Meaning, we're learning from the Aron. You want to say above the Aron, it's a different Rishos. So you want to tell me when you have a box, a closet in the house, so the, above the closet, 10 fucking above the ground, it's a Rishos Acheres and you can't use it in Shabbos? Of course not. Because when it's inside a room, whatever's in the room is considered to be Rishos HaYochid. Rishos HaYochid Oyla Adla Rekia. It's one big Rishos. Here, the Aron was in Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you're saying above the Aron is Rishos Acheres, but it's inside a room. So whatever's inside the room is all one big Rishos. Says the Gemara, you're right. When they build the Mishkan, the first they put the Aron showed him where is the square of the world. Because by putting the Aron, they figure out where is the north, where is the east, where is the south, where is the west. They figure out exactly where to situate the Mishkan. When they did that, there was no walls around the Aron. That's when we're saying that above that it's Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. This goes good according to Mandoma that holds that every Amo is 6 Tfachim. So because it says the height of the Aron is an Amo and a half, and Amo is 6 Tfachim, so Amo and a half is 9 Tfachim, plus the Kaparius is 10 Tfachim. You know that above the Kaparius is Rishus Acheris, above 10 Tfachim. But according to Mandoma, the Amos and the Mishkan were based on a 5 Tfachim Amo. For Aron lo shir Tfachim v'mechzahu, so Aron is only 7 Tfachim and a half. Because I have an Amo and a half, and Amo is 5 Tfachim. It's a plus 2 and a half, which is the half of Amo. So it's 7 Tfachim and a half. It's not 9, it's not 9 Tfachim. So how do you get to the size of 10? We have two mandomarim, chad yolofim in Aron. One learns from the Aron as we learned. The churnu yolif lo min ha'agolos. The other one learns it from the ha'agolos, from the carriages which were carrying the kelim in the Mishkan. We don't know who said what. And the Gemara said, "Bistabu the base of Yana Yafin and Lumin Aron. The base of Yana are the ones learning from Aron. The base of Yana Amin Aron Tisha and Kapara Stefach. This is clearly the Aron is 9 Tefachim and the Kapara is a Stefach. So it makes sense they learn from there. The ones who disagree is because they don't know the Aron is Tisha. The whole Aron is only 7.5. For Shimon it says Yolif Lumin Agolitz. He learns it from the carriages. How do you know that the carriages were 10 Tefachim high?" Even if you do know it's the height is 10, look in Tani Mishra Rav Nechemia, didn't we learn in the name of Rav Nechemia, Tzav Kimin Kamaster Oyu, meaning the pastor calls it a Tzav, and it means it was a box, it had a covering above it. Ilu Chor B'Shus Rabim, if I have a hole in Shus Rabim, like a little cave, Kavoya Asor V'Rochav Rabo, 10 Tfachim high, and the size of 4, Shema'einu Asul Ishtaj B'Toyil Shus Rabim, Shus Rabim B'Toyil, don't have an Isser to go and carry from it to Shus Rabim, from Shus Rabim to it. In other words, it's a Shus Ayakid, even though it's in the same floor level of Shus Rabim, because it's covered. So the Aron, you're saying above 10 Tfachim is different with Shus. Why above 10 Tfachim? It was covered, so immediately it had a different rishus because of its cover. Says the Gemara, Lebishar shayu moshitim takroshim izu izu chutusoyu. When they would pass along the beams of the Mishkan from one carriage to the other, then they were revealed. And then it's still considered to be another rishus, because above 10 Tfachim, it's a new rishus. For me, from the Agolos, you see, above 10 Tfachim is rishus hayachin, you could do it even on Shabbos, meaning above the Agolos, you're not in rishus rabim, you are in rishus hayachit. And this is the source, according to this man, the Amar, that a sukkah has to be 10 Tfachim, has to get to the next Rishos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Gimel.